You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, and we're only 10 days away in America from getting rid of the fat orange bastard in the White House and installing a brand new administration, and everything is looking rosy. Okay. Hopefully the fat orange bastard goes directly to prison, but we'll see what happens. I hope that everything's going well for you, and you're staying healthy and safe. A couple of side things. First of all, the new store is almost ready to go. I changed servers, hosting companies for the site store. Okay. So last night, after I hung out with a couple of friends, I spent all night working on the new store setup, and it's going to be awesome. And I had to sign up with a bunch of payment options, you know, so that way you have a wide array of payment options for things that you might want to buy. So there you go. I've had a lot of requests for certain items here recently, so hang tight. In the next day or two, it's going to be ready to rock and roll. So, I just wanted to say that the website itself, fagsworshipalphas.com, recently was down again, and that's because it got moved to a new virtual private network, and it's faster, I think, and it's bigger. The site has gotten too big. It outgrew the server that it was on, so now it's moved to a new server, and that new server is costing an extra $100 a month. So just letting you know that if you wanted to join Patreon and help support the site, that would be really appreciated. The Patreon link is, of course, in the sticky post at the top of the page. I wanted to talk about some recent developments. Once again, new developments have interrupted the things that I wanted to talk about today. But this is a really, really great story. So I just posted a post about it, but I want to talk about it in more detail, I think. It involves Master Matt and his faggot, Michael. Now, anybody who's been reading that ongoing story, it's a true story, okay? It is all true. Everything on the site is true. If you've been paying attention to that story, which you should be, because it's really one of the most compelling stories anybody's ever published on this subject, I think. Okay, so Master Matt, about a week ago, he approached me asking what I thought about releasing his faggot Michael from chastity for a day. And I was kind of mixed, I guess, on that idea, because even though Michael was frequently complaining about the cage and how he wanted to be released and this and that, and so I knew he would like to be set free at least for a day, you know. I didn't know what kind of effect that might have on the faggot's mind, you know, and the faggot's heart. You know, would releasing the faggot from chastity cause the faggot to resist going back into chastity? Would it become resentful if it had to go back into chastity again? You know, you just don't really know for sure. You know, I didn't really know how to answer Master Matt. You know, I didn't want to be responsible for fucking things up with him and his faggot. So, I told him the only answer that I really had was that he is the alpha. He's an apex alpha male, okay? Here I am talking to this apex alpha male, which is one of the great, great privileges of having this website and having the reach that I have, that I get to meet apex alphas like Master Matt, okay? And I get to talk to them, you know? So I take it very seriously, my relationships with them. But I just told him, I said, you are his master. Michael's your faggot. He's your property, and you have the right to do whatever you want to do with your faggot. Now, the other thing that was kind of creeping in the back of my mind was the fact that Master Nick and his four faggots live nearby. They are planning to all move together into one place at some point, but right now they're not living together, but they're very close, and obviously Master Nick and Master Matt are very close with each other, and then, like, their faggots, you know, are together, you know. So they all talk, and they all talk to each other, so there's no real secrets here, you know. So eventually Master Nick was going to find out about this, right? If he released Michael from chastity, Master Nick was obviously going to find out about it. So I didn't know what Master Nick's reaction might be, because Master Jin and Master Nick, who are also friends, are very, very pro-chastity, okay? They're very much like, faggots need to be in chastity if they're going to serve, you know? And so I knew that stance about Master Nick. It's weird when his faggots question him about getting released. I'm just like, have you not been paying attention? Master Nick has given no indications that he will ever let any faggots be uncaged in his presence, okay? So that was one thing I was worried about. If Master Matt decided to uncage Michael and Master Nick found out, that there could be problems there, you know. So I did not hear anything for a week from Master Matt, and I just kind of put it in the back burner. I thought, well, maybe it's not going to happen, you know. But it did happen. A couple of 2 days ago, I guess it was, Master Matt, that morning, he released Michael into the wild without his cage on, okay? And and Michael spent some of that day free with Alex, who is one of Master Nick's faggots, right? So they spent the day together, and they made out quite a bit. Those two faggots like to make out, you know. Yule and Ollie like to make out with each other. I mean, I never, as a faggot, I never really liked, like, making out with other faggots. Like, I don't, these faggots like to do that, so whatever. As long as it's not interfering with their service to their owners, you know, then I don't see any problem with it, I guess, but. And it's weird because Michael got a little tiny erection, you know, during their makeout session. Of course, his clit has shrunk significantly from being in chastity, so it was even smaller than normal. This, you know, this little erection, this kind of embarrassing erection. So, and he didn't come. I mean, Michael did not try to even masturbate, which is very significant, you know. And part of the day also, Michael waxed himself clean, totally clean, you know, and prepared himself for what he figured was going to come, which is being recaged, right? So that night, Master Matt came home and he saw, you know, his faggot had cleaned itself completely and whatever. And he put the chastity cage back on Michael. And he told Michael that he was is a good faggot. And he was proud, basically, of him for the way he conducted himself. Which is, you know, I mean, every single faggot out in my audience hears that, and it, we all have the same reaction. It's just like a swelling up of pride, you know, that we were pleasing to a superior man. And Master Matt said that he could tell that Michael was craving his cock, and so he fucked Michael and bred him very deeply. It wasn't a cunting, but he bred him very, very powerfully. And you know, Michael's reaction to all this was very, very interesting, where he said that he didn't want to be free anymore. He said that he belongs in chastity. He wanted to go back into chastity. Once he was out, he wanted to go back. And he said that faggots don't deserve to be free, you know, of chastity. That faggots belong in chastity and in service to alphas. And that is a sea change in Michael. Like, he is a naturally very submissive faggot, so, you know, but this was this lesson that he learned from coming out of chastity changed his worldview. And I'm very, very proud of Michael. I'm incredibly proud of him. He's a good faggot. He's a good brother. And he does me proud when he says he comes to realizations like that. So it was very powerful for both of them. Master Matt said that he felt like that experience drew them closer together as master and faggot, you know. And you know, and another thing, and I guess this is something that kind of keeps cropping up every once in a while. Master Matt was concerned because he got so turned on seeing his faggot back in chastity after being free and being willing to go back into chastity, that he began to even question his sexuality. He asked me, he said, "Do you think this makes me gay?" And I told him emphatically no, you know, and this Master Nick said the same thing to him. But here's the thing about chastity. Like, I've got a really super powerful story coming on the website. True story involving Master Seb. I haven't written about Master Seb for a little while, but he continues to be an incredible alpha male. But anyway, you'll get the point of it whenever I publish that story, and we're going to talk about that again. So, but when men see a faggot in chastity, there's like a light switch that goes off in their head. They don't even need to understand chastity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a man, an alpha male, who has never encountered chastity as a concept, okay? when they see that, when they see a male emasculated like that in chastity, a physical barrier to their penis, okay, if you want to call it that, they get turned on by it. You know, it's not a matter of sexuality, which is what I tried to explain to Master Matt. It's power, you know. It's, I am a man, I have a cock, and that faggot there is locked up and does not have what I have. And there's this kind of breeding instinct that takes over. It's really, honestly, very fascinating. The people that, in my life, personally, that know that I'm in chastity have been very curious about it, you know. In fact, the alpha that I met through Lyft, that, you know, I've been kind of servicing him, he's fascinated by that, and it makes him want to dress me up in women's clothes, which we have not done yet, but there's just that instinct in men, you know, and chastity brings that out in them. So I find that really fascinating, honestly. Now, Master Nick, when he found out that Master Matt had done this, he was furious, okay? Because, of course, the very first thing that happened was Alex, the faggot that was hanging out with Michael when he was free, went straight to Master Nick and asked if he could be released, which is the fear that I had, you know, one of the possibilities, you know. And Master Nick said, over my dead body, or over my cold dead body, is I think what he said. And he was furious that Master Matt had done that. And honestly, no amount of reasoning with Master Nick changed his mind, actually. Even with the really positive results of what Master Matt had done, Master Nick was not interested in that at all, okay? So, I mean, Master Nick is, you know, one of the most powerful alphas I've ever encountered in my life. And I didn't really think I was going to make any headway with him. I'm just a silly little faggot out here in the world. But he wants nothing to do with releasing his faggots from chastity. Which, you know, I worry that his faggots might look at him with some amount of resentment because he's unyielding, you know. Master Jin also agreed with Master Nick on this, on what Master Matt did. In fact, Master Jin left a comment on the website discussing his feelings about it. See, these are real guys. They're real alpha males out there, okay? I'm not making this stuff up. They're real. So that's kind of the story that happened over the last couple of days. I wanted to talk about that because I just find that a lot of that stuff very fascinating, you know. I'm relatively new to chastity. I mean, I haven't even been in chastity a year. I know how much it's affected me and helped me appreciate men more, you know. I'm older than the faggots in Toronto, my brothers in Toronto, and much more experienced than they are, obviously, slut, but I'm, you know, I've been in chastity about as long as they have been, so, you know, I'm learning things too, but I'm not in need like they are, you know what I'm saying, because I've been trained over the years to not touch my skin flap, and everything. So, I don't miss it the way they miss it, But chastity has been very, very powerful as a like a deepening of my appreciation for my place in hierarchy and what men can do that I should not be doing, It's a very, very deep realization that an appreciation that really only chastity provides, I'm grateful to men like Master Nick or Sir Rob or Master Kyle, these alphas, Master Jin, who were instrumental in me going into chastity for the first time. And so it really does my heart good to see my little brother Michael come to a similar kind of appreciation through being released for a day. It was the opposite reaction of what you might worry about, And it's beautiful to see, honestly. I think now, I used to think that chastity was just a fetish thing, like a fetish exercise, like those weirdos in those S&M clubs that are wearing like leather harnesses and shit. I just think some of that's just over the top, and I used to think chastity was that way. I don't anymore. I really do think that chastity is maybe one of the most powerful tools to shape a faggot's mind and give it a proper outlook, and help it to become totally the thing that it needs to be, My masters in Toronto and Montreal, they're on the right path with how they're handling their faggots. But Master Matt's experiment here was a success, So, to each their own, Every alpha makes his rules, and that's part of being an alpha, okay? So, anyway. That's all I got for today. Look for this story with Master Seb. It's really mind-blowing, I gotta tell you. And look for the store opening soon. I don't have any updates on the personals ads thing yet, so we'll figure it out one way or another, I'm sure. Anyway, take care of yourself, and I will talk to you very soon, okay? Love ya.